Hi. I'm Kenneth, and I decided that today I'm going to try to explain something that took me 18 years to understand in about 5 minutes. I'm going to need your help, though. I'm going to describe a situation to you, bit by bit. If the situation sounds great to you, I want you to raise your hand. If you decide that it doesn't sound so great, drop your hand. All right, so raise your hand if this sounds great. A summer vacation. Traveling out of state to Texas. Well, where there's 95 degree weather and 90% humidity. To work at a house with no air conditioning. Doing drywall. And there's tons of dust in the air, so you're wearing a mask and goggles. And the mask pushes every breath back into your face and fogs up the goggles. You sweat so much it drips into your eyes and makes them tear up. Now there's all kinds of water pouring down your face. And you sand the wall and the dust comes off the wall and mixes in with the sweat on your forehead to make some kind of instant pudding. And you do this for hours and shave about a millimeter off the wall. And by now... everyone's hands are down. By now, most of you are probably thinking, that doesn't sound great at all. Except for Allie, who is thinking, Kenneth, where are you going with this? For those who dropped your hands, all of you, I have really good news. You're wrong. That was my mission site, and I really enjoyed it. I'm glad for every second of it, and I wouldn't have had it different at all. But given all the not great stuff I just described, that leaves a question. Why? Why did I enjoy it? So let me explain by going on a tangent about something I have little to no experience with. So, babies, right? I have this theory that no one actually likes babies. I'm not talking about the cute faces and the cute little clothes and baby talk. I'm talking about an actual baby, you know, that screams and cries and poops and vomits. Who would hear the feature list of a baby and be like, it vomits too? That's awesome. Sign me up. It sounds crazy. And yet, despite all that, babies are the most precious thing to us. Why? I've thought a lot about this. Why? Because when we decide to bring a life into this world, we decide we are willing to sacrifice our own comfort and well-being out of love. And it's not just some price we pay in order to get to the good part, aka the Facebook ideal. It's a willingness to go through whatever unpleasantness or suffering we have to in order to give them a good life, regardless of how fair it is to us. We wouldn't say, I'm sorry, Mr. Baby, but you haven't met your quota on cute faces this quarter. I'm ending your contract. You have 1 week to move out. No. It's something that can't be measured. It's something very real, and it's a beautiful thing. And that's how I understand unconditional love. That's how I understand the unconditional love of my parents and the unconditional love of my Heavenly Father. I think the power of unconditional love is something like, if I had to walk over burning coals for you, not only could I would even be glad to. And yes, that's very sappy. It's like straight out of a Rick Astley song. But to me, it's also very deep and very important. Because sometimes that's what the world throws at you, a bed of hot coals, or, to a much lesser degree, a hot, humid house with no air conditioning. Standing on the threshold of that, why should we even step forward? Why not just give up there? If we step forward as an act of love, our pains can have a purpose. So I stepped into that house, and I toiled, and I sweat. And I was so glad, knowing that every drop of sweat falling from me meant another drop of life for this family in need. So here's what I say. Bring on the sweat, the dust, the heat, and let's get to work bringing God's love into the world. Thank you.
Hello. So I'm Mary, and mine is not as funny as Kenneth, but anyway. So honestly, I'm not exactly quite sure why I signed up for speaking today. I am really terrible at turning stories and emotions into actual words that make sense. But honestly, even if I was the best speaker or author out there, I wouldn't be able to share everything that happened on the mission trip. Before we left, I had expected to go on a trip and do some fun work, and then have some kind of boring downtime and worship that would be better spent actually doing the work. Well, I was wrong. Totally, entirely not right at all. Wrong. Well, I guess the work part was right. We certainly had a lot of fun, and we did a lot. Both in the standard, we put up a bunch of drywall, but also just helping Lori mentally. She was our group's homeowner. When we got there, before we had done anything, I think the only people who had even introduced themselves were like the leaders. She started crying, and she said she was so thankful that we were there. She had been living in an RV for the 10 months since the hurricane, and because she had trouble walking and other health issues, she hadn't really been able to do much for her house. Her mother had died last winter, and she spent most of the relief money, the disaster relief money from the government, on her funeral. The drywall that needed to be ripped out had been, and there was some that had been put up, but most of that was done by her friend who was an electrician in his free time. He's an immigrant, though, and he's overstayed his visa. And I think at the end of this year, his electrician's license will expire, and so he'll leave because he won't be able to work anymore. Without us, she probably wouldn't have been able to find anyone who would finish the work he had started. And seeing her relief that we could do that for her, it felt like we've finished the entire house for her and made it exactly perfect. The way this program works is there are groups that come throughout the summer and do little bits of it. We just did drywall. And even though we didn't actually finish, we didn't get that close, we weren't supposed to, but hopefully they'll finish it by now. But even though we didn't exactly finish, it felt like we did. And because we were the first group at her work site, we got to see what her life had been like for the past 10 months, and seeing how grateful she was that we could fix that for her was so amazing. She also opened my mind a bit. She believes that the Earth is 6,000 years old, and that we were created as we are, we didn't evolve. I come from a very scientific family, and so I disagree with that. And I had always kind of thought that, like, people who thought that were kind of just idiots and just trying to be annoying. And that's wrong. She was exactly the opposite of that. She was so sweet and kind and caring. I didn't get to talk to her that much about it, but she said she had science to back it up, so I don't know. I wish I had gotten to discuss it, but even just meeting her made me change my mind about that. I learned a lot beyond that, too, about God and the amazing people I was with. We laughed and cried so many times. I think all of us got something off our chest. Before the trip, I barely knew Tom and Birdie and Jenny and Kenneth and Katie only slightly, and now I consider them all good friends. Even Allie and Trey, who I've known for quite some time, Trey all of my life, I've become a lot closer to them, and I'm very thankful for that. We also got to meet a whole lot of really cool people. The other church that was at our work site was from Wisconsin, and they had some fun stories to tell, and they were really nice. We also got to room with a family who had come on their own. Their youth pastor, they got a new youth pastor this spring, and they didn't want to put the task of figuring out a mission trip on him, and so they just came as a family. They were really sweet and kind, and the eldest daughter, whose name is Emma, is actually going to be a writer, and I got to read a better story, or be a better reader for one of her stories. Meeting them and everyone else on this trip was really cool, and I enjoyed it way more than I expected to, because I am a very antisocial person. The staff was also great. I am so thankful that they gave up their summer for us and letting us help Lori. And this was honestly, definitely the best week of this summer and probably one of the best of my life. I am so thankful that I got to go on this trip. It was so much fun. Thank you all for all of your support, for your prayers, your donations, even just being here and hearing our stories. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. This experience was amazing, and I am so grateful that I got to do it. Thank you.
I do.